Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
And welcome to Flavor Coffee House. It is a beautiful day here in Seattle, Washington. The sun is out. The sky is so blue. I do have the windows cracked, so let me know if you can hear the feedback from the street, because where I am is on a busy street. But oh, I need the window open. I need that breeze coming in. I hope you all are doing well. Welcome to my house, Flavor Coffee House. This is where you can just sit back, relax with your favorite beverage in your comfy chair, and just chill with me for the next 2 hours as I bring you a variety of underground independent artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, to across the United States and around the globe. If you are an artist or a small business owner and have something you want to call in and promote, please feel free to do so. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to go through my music list here, and I'm going to try to play some music by some artists that I have not played. I get tracks from artists all the time, and the list is so very, very big, so I know that I miss some. But I'm going to start out today with a piece by an artist out of the Pacific Northwest. I finally met him in person, maybe 3-4 months back, and it was just amazing because I, you know, put in the face to the name and everything. Honestly, did not expect him to look the way that he looks. But I just really, really enjoyed having a great conversation with him and spending some time as we experienced some of the hip-hop artists in our community at its rawest form. So I'm going to play a piece by Page One, and this is called Broken.
To a wicked and perverse generation.
Represent Christ on my desire. Represent Christ on my desire.
Compromise, thinking the bill before too long. I understood that I had fallen astray.
Like a sheep apart from the flock and the shepherd of God, I find myself literally being tossed in the waves. In the ways that sin pays, begin to cave in. Mentally raised by Satan with abrasive thoughts on display. Slammed against the shore, face of the sand, but I'm breathing. Caught for what reason? A heathen convicted of treason should obtain grace, but how? Father, I defile my faith, ashamed to even show my face to thee. For fear of annihilation, certainly to be bestowed upon me. Incompetently told the wrong path, easily, with no instruction necessary. Just follow my own desire, stuck within the mire. Heaven help me from a path of destruction and hellfire. Please let me come home now.
House was Page One with his piece Broken. I'm going to keep you up here in the Pacific Northwest and play one of my favorite talents and just persons. He is an amazing young man. He works his butt off. He creates an amazing hype, a good hype. He has a station that also supports underground artists, hip-hop artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, which is called Juice Radio. I want to play a piece. This is perfect for the sun today. It's called Music by Q-Dot.
Yeah. It's that super midnight Q-Dot deluxe. I gotta do this for my people. 25 and up. You feeling good? Put that cruise on control. Let that window back. Let that seat recline. Put that top in the trunk, and only if you're feeling good, I want you to just relax and sing along with a friend. We do it like this. Come on.
I can't get enough of this music.
Yeah,
it makes me feel so good listening to
it.
Sure got me feeling kind of like sipping that give it a try, yeah.
And if you're feeling extra good, I want you to sing like this.
I can't get enough of this music.
After this music,
it makes me feel so good listening to
it.
It got me feeling kind of like sipping that
music.
Come on and give it a try, get into it.
Ain't even got a record. Say so.
trunk rattle, Seattle to Tack Town, we get zone. Windows down, system up, beat loud as what the fuck. Temple down, still rocking your body down, that's what's up. Feeling good, gripping wood, calling niggas lumberjack. For my hood, shoot that beast, got all of you slumping back. Bump that, make it jump back. Up in your Cadillac, like four big girls in the backseat, doing the cabbage patch. Can't be mad at that, put a sip in your cup. Make a toast to the good life, my nigga, and throw it up. Get looser than some untied shoestrings and do things like tectonics and earthquakes. I'm trying to move things just for the betterment. Deal sweet as a peppermint. Hell bent and hitting this cash, but it's so heaven sent. You only live once, and I'm saying, live it up. Work hard, but work harder when you playing. And get it like,
I can't get enough of this music. Of this music. Makes me feel so good listening to. Got me feeling kinda like sipping that food. Come on, give it a try, get into it. I can't get enough of this music. After this music, makes me feel so good listening to it. Got me feeling kinda like sipping that juice. Come on,
yeah.
Give it a try, get into it.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, this time out for all my people who love music and like the vibe a little bit.
With his piece, music, and Q-Dot, you know, he's always working on something. He's always, you know, creating and finding ways that he can promote other artists, you know, and he's an artist himself, and, you know, when he came to my 50th birthday and showed up with his keyboards, I was just thrilled. My heart couldn't have been warmed any more than it was when I saw him coming to the door, and then just to see him perform live, it was amazing. He has an event coming up soon, which is called Grit City. It's about a 3-day affair with a variety of artists here in the Pacific Northwest. So once he's got all the details together, I will definitely be helping him push that out and let you know more about the details once, you know, the information is available. I'm going to take you out to the East Coast. This young lady is going to be my featured guest on the Leopard Carpet this coming Tuesday. Her name is Kali Williams, and I'm going to play All You Need.
Constantly, and I am the one.
UK with her piece, Open Your Eyes. Now I'm going to play another new artist who has come my way, and his name is Vincent Warrior. I'm going to play Elevator. He is out of the ATL. Coffee House. This is where I support underground independent artists. But I want to make a point here. I think that people think I only support musical talents or audio talents, and that really is not a fact. When I started out as Lady Flava, I started out as a book reviewer, and I sold underground independent authors, self-published authors, books out of my coffee shop. And so that's where, you know, I was birthed, was through literature. And then with my open mics at Flava, you know, I came to have a great love and appreciation for poetry and spoken word, and just being able to experience a variety of talents, from drums to keyboards to stand-up bass, guitars, you know, and all of that at my coffee shop. And that, but again, this is open to any type of art form, not just musical talents, any type of art form. So if there's an author out there, if there's a painter out there, a movie, you know, director, a graphic designer, a chef, whatever your talent is when it comes to creativity and the arts, please, please feel free to call in and promote yourself. I would love to hear from you. Of course, the phone lines are open also for you, the musical talents. You know, I'm always here for you. It's easy to support you because I can play your sound, you know, on my shows. But this is open to all art forms, all genres. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to play a piece by a young man out of Jacksonville, Florida. He recently connected with me through my girl, Monica Monet, and this is the piece that he really, really wants to push right now. This is E-Lab with his piece called Dreams.
Yo, you truly old when your dreams are replaced by regrets. Yo, I was raised in a small town outside of Cleveland. Cats I went to high school with no longer breathing. I ain't throwing no pity parties cause we were seasons. I just know everything in life happened for a reason. I sold a little weed, was smashing some dude's wife. All the lessons my mom taught me, I still didn't do right. I was far from perfect, but further from a thug. I bent a lot of rules, but I never used drugs. I was the athlete, was used to taking shortcuts. I handicapped my own self, no need to ride the short bus. Skating through life, my potential never applied. And when I got into a crunch, yo, I often lie. Like Kanye, I was a dropout, took a 3-year hiatus. Got caught tapping the tilt like I'm living in Vegas. Back to the six, I'm far from a degree. My mom was disappointed cause she saw Mo in me just like a dream.
We all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go, we all see them.
Day I'm playing a lotto. Old heads on their lunch break, they throwing back the bottle. Bush trying to convince me, here young and have a swallow. That was their own way to drown away their sorrow. Now trust me, I ain't judging, dog. I thought about doing it. Thinking back in hindsight, these dreams I could have ruined. Could have been there working them 7 days a week. Sometimes the best decision made tongue in cheek. She goes there in my mind, all things started changing. I wanted to do more than simply maintain it. I moved to J-Bill, I got enrolled into a JUCO. I'm finally making progress, no more standing neutral. The classes came and gone, each semester got faster. Currently today, the boy is working on his master's. Degree is on the wall, but I remember the day. That feeling was priceless when I walked across the stage like a dream.
We all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them.
Created to that piece. I'm going to take you out to Kansas and play a piece by another new artist who's come my way. His name is John Hopkins Jr., and I'm going to play his piece called Hop On In.
What would I say? I've got to introduce myself.
Baltimore, Maryland, with his piece called You Make My Day. Now I'm going to play a piece. This is called Summertime Anthem by Eric Roberson featuring Chubb Rock.
Courtesy of Jermaine Mobley and your boy Arrow. Come on, y'all. Let's get them toes done. Them dresses out. Brothers, clean up your kicks.
Weekend is coming up, let's open up the windows and let me lend you this melody to ride. I know you were stuck inside, but now it's party time. Yeah, it's party time, yeah. Sunlight is creeping in, we starting up so early, and we so jazzy. Cars parked up on the lawn, but may not be here for long. Just me and you now. Are you the one in mind for me to spend the summertime? My car is looking clean. I washed it up this morning. Our heads are turning as time rolls in by. The lettuce girl on my side. We'll have some fun tonight.
7-day forecast, hot. Spike Lee do the right thing plot. I play Mookie, delivering pieces to that sexy Spanish thing, looking juicy, big dookie. We get silly, heat waves get dizzy. That soul movement, Brooklyn to Philly, Broad Street, Flatbush get busy. New summer anthem, Eric and Richie. I see beads of sweat dripping down tummies. Rectums and Daisy Dukes look yummy. I'm in that drop top with sweet cakes pumping in. Old school Buick sitting on Kiefer Sutherland. Before the 16, figure out the riddle. My treat, meet me at Ishka Bibbles. Come on. You know the real ish with Will Smith, he did it the first time. Chub Rock's third, new summer rhyme. Come!
So high, yeah. Summertime, feels like it's the day to go down. The sun is out, find a good place to cool down.
All right, that was Summertime Anthem by Eric Robertson and Chub Rock. It is summertime, at least today here in Seattle, Washington. We have still been experiencing clouds and rain and all that stuff, but you know what? It was a pleasure to wake up this morning and see the sun out and blue skies. What's it like where you are? I hope it's beautiful, just like what we're experiencing here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm going to take you down to California and play a piece by somebody who I just think is an amazing young man, and I love playing his music, but you know what? I have never played this particular piece on any of my shows. This is Robert G. with his piece called Round Midnight.
Hippies in two-tails, round midnight, I do pretty well. Laughter comes out, so but I'm unfeeling sad, but it really gets bad round midnight. Memories always start round midnight, midnight. Got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is still with you. In the midnight, no music too. When some quarrel we had needs mending. Does it mean our love is in danger? Darling, I need you. But lately I find you're out of my arms and I'm out of my mind. Let our love take wing. Midnight, midnight, let the angels sing of your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight comes around. Thank you.
Detroit, Michigan. I am really, really determined to somehow get to Michigan. There's so many talents out there that I really, really want to connect with. And my vision is when I get to Detroit is that I'm going to be able to set up some kind of gathering, a meal and a jam session for all these artists to come together. This is one of the artists that I really, really am wanting to meet in person, and her name is Kat Orlando, and I'm going to play her piece, Fallout.
Just a part.
and Kat is out of the Detroit, Michigan area. Kat and Larry, I'm going to get out there because I got too many people I want to meet while I'm out there. I want to play a piece by a group. I may have played several months back a few pieces by them, but I really don't play this particular group. I have to say that I really, really love the personality of one of the artists in this particular group. His name is Davin, and I'm going to play a piece of theirs, which is called Diamonds. The group is called Stax Brothers. right. That was Stax Brothers with their piece, Diamonds. And Stax Brothers is right here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm not sure what you call their style of music. I'm just going to call it alternative. I met Davin when he came out to participate in the I Love My Life video that Black Stax put on. And then a few months back, Black Stax actually performed with Stax Brothers at the Stax Brothers album release party. So that was a fun event. I'm sorry that I had to miss that because I know it was extremely interesting to see the combination of those two performing on stage. But, you know, I want to welcome everybody to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I keep my baby alive. This is my foundation. I've had the opportunity in the past few days to talk to some of the people that, you know, are from my foundation of my actual coffee shop here in Seattle, Washington, and just kind of took me back. You know, it was wonderful talking to Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He was my rock. I couldn't have asked for a better friend, you know, to come back into my life and to, you know, be such a big part of my coffee shop. And big part of my open mics. And he just really, really made my world work there. He's an amazing talent. He's a spoken word artist. He is an author of an amazing book called Brushstrokes. He is actually still the featured artist in the spotlight on my website. I am working very hard to get that updated with the challenges that I have faced when it comes to computers and internet in the last 6 months. Boy, you know, I've let some things go, but one of the things that I'm committed to is to get my website back updated and to keep it current on a regular basis like I was doing. And the other thing is that I'm working towards, you know, really learning the programs and getting that all established for the new show that I'm going to be doing on KLSL Liquid Soul. I'm kind of technically challenged, and so I'm running into obstacles, and I've gotten in the way of myself because I don't like to ask for help. So I have reached out for help and hope to have this accomplished because I really want to get the show started by the first part of August. And over there, I'm going to be able to continue to support underground independent artists, but it's going to have to be quality work, just as close to top-notch as possible. They play mainstream artists over there, and some may have the opportunity to go on to being played on a show by a radio show host that is known in the Pacific Northwest as a radio personality on our jazz station that closed down, and he works with mainstream jazz artists. And so he is willing to listen to some of the tracks, some of the artists that I would suggest for him to listen to and possibly play them, work them in with the artists that he supports. So that's an exciting opportunity. But Flavor Coffee House, this is my baby. I wish, you know, many of you could have seen it. TC, who's in the chat room, he has been to my coffee shop when it was open many, many times. You know, she opened in 2003, and I closed her in 2005. But that, again, that's my foundation. That's where Lady Flava was birthed. And it's not about just the musical talents. It's about authors. It's about painters. It's about graphic designers. It's about chefs. You know, it's about people that provide services to the independent artists. And all of that. And I want to really push that and stress that I'm not here to just support musical talents. And it kind of feels like people have pushed me in that direction. Don't get me wrong, I'm digging that. You know, but at the same time, I do want artists to know that it's all about all art forms and all genres. I have a dear friend who also is out in the Michigan area. Somebody who I love dearly. I support him so much. He is an amazing talent. He is just, you know, getting out there and getting his fingers into so many things, so many things. He is a singer, songwriter, a musician, composer, and now he's an actor, and that's what's been keeping him busy lately is his acting. So you can't wait to see him on screen. But he is an emotional artist, and he shares so very, very deeply his passion when he shares. And this is a piece that he recently did just to get his feelings out. And I'm going to play it for you because this kind of just really shares why I support the underground independent artist. And this is John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Music, My Music, and Me.
I've been hearing a lot of things about my sound, how it's not hip enough, or I don't sound black enough, or it doesn't move you. So allow me to explain the source of the music, my joys and my pain, and why the music is and always will be me. This sound has been my salvation through the darkest of times and the hardest of trials and long, long, long tribulations. In times of complete isolation, it has been my only source of comfort. And in times of silence, it has been my voice. The music is like the air that I breathe, the blood that I bleed. This heart that beats, it beats a beat per beat per beat. And I've been blessed to be able to put it into music, my music. My sound. I guess you can call my sound my church, the Church of John, the Church of the Decidedly Righteous One. For within me, God created this, and He allows me to express it freely. So I shared with you. Of course, in the hopes that you'll like it too. But always bear in mind that it's me. I can't imagine my life without music. My world revolves around a constant beat, a different drum. If the music was gone, then I would cease to be. I could no longer exist if I couldn't create this. For it is what defines me. I hope I've explained things to where you can better understand how the music has helped me and made me a better man. This is my therapy. It sets me free. So if you enjoy it, man, I'm grateful. Because I do. And I'll continue to. Thank you.
All right, that was John D. Green Sr. with his piece called My Music, My Music and Me. And unfortunately, the sirens went by right at the end of that particular piece. But this particular piece moves me because of the conversations I have had with John and just really, really knowing his passion about what it is that he does as a creative soul. And he is amazingly talented, amazingly talented. And when I opened up my coffee shop, I did not know what I was doing. I did not know the hard work it was going to take to get people to come through the door. And I sat there for 5 years by myself from morning till night, 6 days a week. In the very beginning, it was 7 days a week. And then I decided, I gave myself permission to be closed one day a week. But I sat there by myself running this business for 5 years. And, you know, there were people that loved Flava. Loved Flava. You know, it was their comfort. They would hang out. They would chill. They would meet and greet and play Scrabble and play chess and listen to music and the open mics every Friday and the kids open mics and the teen open mics. But it just was not enough to make it worthwhile for me to keep going, because financially it put me in the hole. You know, behind my business, as much as I loved it, I lost my financial world, you know. And man, I can imagine when it comes to being an artist and really putting yourself out there and really working hard to create something perfect and to create something that you're going to feel. I think that if you allow me, I do understand. Because if you could have seen my baby, if you could have seen Flava Coffee House, I created something absolutely amazing that deserved to be adored and to be lifted up and to exist. But I thank God, you know, to go in the direction of this online thing, you know, and to be able to keep her alive this way. And my supportive artists have definitely grown from the days of Flava Coffee House being a physical building. It has grown to supporting artists not only here in my hometown of the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, but across the United States and around the globe. Never in my life could I have dreamed that this would ever happen my way. But the one thing that I say all the time, and I want you to understand, the recognition that I receive is only because of the artists that I support. If I was not supporting artists that were worthwhile to pay attention to, trust and believe, they would not be paying attention to me. True enough, you know, I'm told that wherever you Google me and you look up Flava Coffee House and Flava News and Flava News Radio and Lady Flava and Susan Koshy, it's very consistent, and I appreciate that. That's one thing that I was always taught, you know, is to do your best and to be consistent. I don't have it all figured out. I fail in many ways because there's so much more that I could be doing. And my biggest problem, again, is I have a hard time asking for help. And it makes me wonder how many other people out there in this creative world have a hard time asking for help or wanting to do it the right way so that you don't alienate relationships that you have, you know. But I think about John, you know, and he is probably one of the artists that allows me to push myself harder to do it better and to try to figure it out and to not allow myself to use the excuses that I use sometimes as to why my world doesn't work. So much love and respect to John D. Green Sr. out there. Again, if there's anybody else that would like to call in and you've got something to say or you want to promote something, please feel to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189, and I will definitely take your phone calls. I'm going to scroll down my list and see who else I might be able to bring your way. I'm going to play this piece, and it is a piece that I have played many times. But sometimes I think music can just move you so deeply that you can feel a passion and a desire, you know, to be close with that special someone and just, you know, go into your own space and your own place. And this is one of those pieces. Just reminds me of the old days, just slow dancing and everything. This is my girl Monica Monet down there in Jacksonville, Florida. And that's another place I need to get. I have plans before the year is out to get down to Jacksonville, Florida. They've got plans, if I get down there, what's going to take place. So I'm working very, very hard to try to make that happen. But again, this is my girl Monica Monet with her piece, Slow Jam. Monica Monet with her piece, Slow Jam. So I cannot stress it enough. If you are a fan of independent artists, of underground artists, and you really, really dig what they're doing, and this is when you actually say, I really like them, please tell others. Help spread the word. Hitting that share button or reshare button, whatever it's called now on Facebook or even MySpace if you go over there or however you get out to your social networks, you know, hit the share button and allow those artists that you really dig to be introduced to your network. that is one of the ways that you can really, really support who they are and what they do by sharing who they are with your network. The other thing is to stop asking for the free. Be willing to dig in your pocket and pay a little. They don't ask a lot of money for their products or for their shows or for their services. Be willing to pay because that's how they take things to the next level. Things aren't free no more. Things are not free anymore. And it takes money to make this world work, and especially when it comes to the artists that I support and try to push out there. You know, there's just so much that I can do as one person, as the artist cheerleader out here in Seattle, Washington. I wave my pom-poms for a whole lot of artists. But I ask that, again, if you really dig an artist, even if it's just one artist, help get the word out and buy their product. Don't ask for their product free. Buy their product. Generally, it's no more than $10 or $15. And, you know, help them. Help them really, really take it to the next level. This next young artist is also out of the Pacific Northwest, and I am definitely determined to meet him one day. I really, really dig his style. His name is Sheldon Butler, and I'm going to play his piece, Make Believe.
Make believe that we will rise and make believe in paradise and love.
Sheldon Butler with his piece Make Believe. I'm going to keep it right here in the Pacific Northwest. This is another artist that I have not really, really played on my shows. And he's the vice president of Lynx Records, is extremely supportive of Flava News Radio. That is Josh Mann Rock. So I'm going to play his artist, Tap Tap. And this piece is called Where Did the Music Go?
Where did it go? Where can I find you? Don't even listen to the radio. It's like nobody tried. That's why nobody buys anymore. If you're still in stores, let me know. Where did the music go?
Where did skills go? Where the work go? Hold the meaning aside, the music video. Sick of this thugging and jerking movement, I cannot breathe. Just tell me when y'all ready to make it pop seem like a real job, like a real deal. I'm sorry, but y'all can't not feel what it feels like to win in the war making music. Say you're gonna change hip hop, we'll go and do it. I can't believe we're in recession in this game. Just tell me who was hot last year, what was his name? There's a kid working harder than half these artists here and signing a superstar artist just one of your fears. And to the fans, you're really killing hip-hop now by not buying a CD, not having your artist crowd. Yeah, you buy one CD and make thousands for your friends, and you wonder why all these careers come to an end. Kill the radio star, but damn, did they have the meaning and take it this far? Radio plays a big part, never says nothing, but tell me why my hit is keep the clubs jumping. I've been with the big labels, start with the A&R.
What's
the
guitar?
MTV and TMZ never mention your name anymore. Lost everything you thought you owned as soon as they locked the door. Tell me rappers why the countryside keep selling millions. If hip-hop was a man, y'all just sit back and just kill him. I represent the real hip-hop, not the snap hit. And when a superstar to the meaning of having this one hit. And tell me, Russell, why you leave hip-hop with a bunch of amateurs? I need to get in this game and beat the living cure. So why you spending money trying to buy the bigger chain? Let me just ask one thing.
DMC, and I still listen to those records. And nowadays, honestly, how many people could say they listened to an album they bought a year ago? And music took its last breath June 25th, 2009. So just one question.
Where did it go? Still.
All right, that was Tap Tap right here in the Pacific Northwest at Alinx Records. I'm going to play another Pacific Northwest artist that is also out of Alinx Records, a totally very different style. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play it. It's Box. He's an amazing man, let me tell you, an amazing man. I just kind of have a hard time kind of, you know, getting into his style. But you know what? He's true to himself, and I got to respect that. Again, this is Fox with his piece called Sympathetic.
See, the whole world knows me as a demon. But when I'm with you, girl, it makes everything even. Something personal for you. What? Why? It up to you now if you just want it. I want it to settle down and get this life straight. But I'm the one I hear, now I might be a little late. It's a lifestyle I lead as a musician. It chose me, I didn't, that's the position. I gotta make this all I gotta make. Cause it's the last chance I got, now it's the only chance I gotta take. If I pass this up, baby, it would be so wrong. I could be old and lonely singing the same song. Sad and lonely, hurting inside. Wishing what I could have did, feeling like someone died. Never having the things in life I wish for. Because I work so hard to bump stereos. And there's one other thing I do understand. I know it's not easy being in love with this man. Cause I understand that you're down and you've been struggling for so long, so many tears. Wondering if I'm gonna bust the last subject on the table. Is trust, see my peace, like the way that I be doing these things. I make the beats, I bring the heat, I make the hood sing. You know I gotta do what gets you all high. I gotta keep what's hot, I gotta keep doing drops and drops and drops. The heat that rocks the spot, I keep it moving on, now feel me. You know I'm like magma, boiling lava rock. And like my boys have to say, we got it on lock. Yo, I do it for the shows, it's all a pleasure. You call me Indiana Jones, digging you the treasure. I won't stop until I drop it dead gone, baby. Until then, my sympathy, yo, it stays crazy. Been in this game. I know you get lonely sometimes, but I can't change. Everything I'm doing is to be next to your pretty brown eyes. It's gonna take some time, some hard work, and some effort, but I'm willing to work. What? Yeah.
All right, that was Box with his piece, Sympathetic. And Box and Tap Tap are both out of Tacoma, Washington, and with Alinx Records. Now, the reason why you don't really hear me play those particular artists, and it's not that I don't think that they are produced well. They just have a style that I don't know how to support. And, you know, but it's like this is when it gets hard being who I am. You know, wanting to support artists, but just certain styles is not something that I am comfortable with supporting. Tap Tap does a lot of pieces that talk about sex, and that's a little challenging for me. Box's style is called Horror hip-hop. And it's just interesting to me. But I have to tell you, when I had him on a featured guest on the Leopard Carpet, I really, really enjoyed having him on. He is a great person, a very respectful artist. And so it's like, man, what do you do? So I was like dug deep into their things and wanted to find something that I would actually be willing to play on my show. So anyway, that was Tap Tap and Box out of Lynx Records out of Tacoma, Washington. Now I'm going to play a piece by another artist out of the Pacific Northwest. I met him at the Emojo Fest Peace Center, and his name is Morpheus Magnetic, and this piece is called The Standard.
Everybody take a bath every day. Shut up, huh? So you can be clean. But for the mental, we study math every day. That's the standard.
Not a dope boy with soup to tell you. All I really got is some truth to tell you. And hopefully, maybe it will soon compel you to take off the cross that bonds and nails you to. Boss concepts, Tim's and Rams. Virginia Slims, Gems, and Fitted Brands. In 2009, we a billion-dollar people with world-class stocks and plots to stack nine. Black dot up, caught up, infatuated. Mind ain't activated, urinated, saturated. In the realm of the fifth floor, in the filthy no, can't tilt me. Thoroughbreds built me, crystals that hit me, smooth as silk. Christ resurrected man to stand, who once lived down to his lower lust desires, burning in the fire of this black messiah, fire. First set of standards. You could be your own man. Stand, be original. Teach the world with the gifts that was given you. Is your religion true? Myth or historical? Real good. Plus people's visit oracles. In this merry-go-round we call America. Media pouring poison on your character. Teach nobody nothing, they don't wanna learn. Leave them in their own hell, let their bodies burn. Like the burning bush, hear the voice of God. Fishing into intuition that we call Jahar. Right brain, left brain, spark alliances. That's the link between the arts and the sciences. Where my giants is, who can master both? Like the light in the fire moving past me. Technology's the odyssey, the permanent link. Relax your cosmetology with one tick, the time, the blink of the eye. We reconnect your link to the sky. We redefine what you think is fly. All you see is dark like ink in your eye. Deep, deep in the mentor, link to the eye. Walk through the desert with a drink for the dry. It's a water bearer that touches the new era. Just like aloe vera heals the mind mirror. Crystals are clearer than the well as Zim. Bones in the valley, gemstones at the rally. I begin the finale at the table of contents. First chapter is the end of the nonsense. Been a long time since game been tight. I'ma ignite the flames and the lanes tonight with light. Mathematics. The different people have different ways, you know?
so good, so good, so.
As long as you get it there to the standard, that's all that matters. But the standards will qualify you.
That was Morpheus Magnetic with his piece called The Standard. And I believe that Morpheus records out of the Greenhouse Studios over there at the Mojo Fest Peace Center. It's an amazing facility for the community in the central area of Seattle. They have a lot of wonderful programs for our young people, our youth. And if you go in there, you actually will see several paintings on the walls that have been done by Morpheus Magnetic, an amazing painter and creative soul. So I'm going to keep it going. We've only got maybe about 15 minutes left to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. I turned it into a listening party today since nobody wanted to raise their hand and actually talk on the show. That's okay, you know, because I'll play music. That's one thing that I really, really dig. But I do want to just stress the support that I want to show to all art forms and all genres. It's not just about the music you may regularly hear me play on the show. I'm going to play this very short piece by a friend of mine. He's an amazing producer out here in the Pacific Northwest. He has worked with several hip-hop artists, but he's wanting to kind of get back in the game too, and this is kind of like his stepping out piece of getting back out there. This is Intellect with his piece called 38 Special.
Yes, Intellect, BOC Music, Crisis on the Boards with the Heat, and this is that 38 special.
I'm on a grind, all 10 toes on them. Now I don't even got a pen flows on them. They say, Troy, man, I can't get hold of them. I don't burn bridges, I just put tolls on them. Time ain't paper, cause I'll just replace it, but it's no way to make up the time that you take up. But for those whose money is time, is exactly why I'm so trying to stack my cake up. Trying to get to dinner when it's lunchtime, and sometimes the sun shines brighter in the winter. It turned me to a fighter and a winner. Season in his life, but I remember what it's like at the beginning. Nowadays, cats want to start from the top, and top guns, whether they spark them or not. Mouth keeps running like a cheap rip stock until you get caught slipping because you keep slick talking. Rapping to yourself in the mirror. Reflection kind of blurry, I could tell it's getting clearer. Windex on it, streaks free shining, but the streets keep shining at your peeps keep lying. About who you are and reality, the lies. Pathological on a balance beam of trying. Shake too far to the left or the right is a test of your life. It's challenging, you're dying. Think about it for a minute. The 90s, you were saying you was about it and committed. The 80s, you were saying you was fresh and you was crazy. But we were going proof of why you just couldn't do it. Tory, Tyree, Tyler, Troy, and both Chrissies. Said Keisha, Nate, and Lamar, we mean business. Quez, Rita, Mila, C, Fav, and Donovan. A whole lot more, I could call up all of them. BOC fam and the Royal Hills Clickers. So authentic, if I said it, then I meant it. South End City, West Side, and Everett. Written, getting T-Tack will tell you how we set it like a table for the meal, cause forever I'm eating, and no team I walk with will ever be beaten. What up? This goes out to all my people, my fam, my true friends, and everybody that truly supports what I'm doing out here. Feel me? I appreciate it. I'm here. I appreciate all y'all, my families, the Gibsons, the Allens, the Smiths, and my family, the Shepherds, and everybody within those families.
All right, that was Intellect with his piece, 38 Special. You know what? Somebody's called in and raised their hand, so let me bring them in.
What's up, Lady Flavor?
What's up? Who is this?
First time caller.
Okay, and?
And you just don't know who this is, but that's okay. I just was checking out your van, girl. You got it going on.
And who
keep
is
playing
this?
That, keep playing that indie music, girl.
And tell me who you are.
I would be Cedric.
Ah, Cedric. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I just thought I'd take a moment since I'm actually slowed down for the weekend to listen to your show. I've been enjoying it. Thank you.
Have you?
Yes.
This is how Flava does it. Does it fit into your standards?
Oh, yes, it does. Very well. Very nicely.
Okay, okay. So, everybody, this is the one and only Cedric James that I talk about over on KLSL Liquid Soul. So, Cedric, why don't you tell people about yourself and tell them about your new show over there?
Well, what I do is I bring together all the elements that originally made up the concept of smooth jazz, and I mix together blues, rhythm and blues, contemporary jazz, and the occasional pop tune, and the occasional rock artist into a show that I call the Modern Music Showcase. And it's all about listening to great styles of music that all seems to work together. And occasionally I tell a story about something I've learned about the artists, about their history, about the recording session. A little something to kind of get you to listen a little closer to the music that's offered on the show. It's only 2 hours, but it's 2 hours that moves and grooves. We go for romance. We go for dynamic sounds. I put a pretty big spectrum of music out for people to listen to.
I think that Cedric is trying to change up the game of what he's known for. He's known for playing jazz out here in the Pacific Northwest. He is a veteran in the game and a radio show personality out here. And he has this great opportunity to kind of step outside of his own box and be able to create something a little bit different. Now, one of the things that I've been sharing with the listeners of Flava News Radio, Cedric, is that they could potentially have the opportunity to get blended into your show if you deem them the quality and style that you would be willing to play amongst the mainstream artists that you play.
Yes. But my only stipulation is that you've talked to him first.
I know. He's made me.
Because you are the lady who's got the finger on the pulse of what's going on out there. Okay. Once you've had a chance to examine, have a conversation, then you can recommend to me those things that you think are pertinent to the scene now. And I can find a way to mix them into the mix.
All right. That's well, I'm excited about that opportunity. And honestly, Cedric, I'm sorry it's taken so long. And my listeners know that I am challenged at asking for help. And so it was like, oh my God, I can't even figure out how to download the programs you gave me to then, you know.
So we just need to sit down together and let me install them for you. And then we can go from there. It's not real hard, but sometimes the process is a little confusing.
Yeah, because I was reading what it was, you know, that you had sent me, and I'm like, okay, what the heck does this mean? And then I got grandkids in the background running around and everything, and I'm like, okay, how am I going to figure this out? And like every weekend I've been working, and I'm like, I still want to do this show. I still want to do it, and I just need to say I need help.
Yeah,
so,
you just pick up the phone and call my old man, you know. I'll help you out.
I need to learn that I really honestly, you know, that is my downfall, Cedric, is asking for help. And so I appreciate your patience with me, and I appreciate Rick's patience with me, because I do want to definitely get this going. At least by the first part of August, you know, so I can get these artists over on that particular station, because I'm thrilled at this opportunity to be able to play them on a station that, you know, is taking things to the next level, past the point of what I can do over here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're hoping that we can provide you with a platform that will get you out there to even more folks, and that will also help those artists that you shine the spotlight on get a platform so that they can do their thing in front of a larger audience and find some success in the business. And that's really what it's about.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited. When I watched you, you know, do what it is that you do, I was just like in awe. I'm like, can I sound that good? He just sounds like amazing. I mean, I spent so many years listening to you on the radio station, you know, and and everything. And honestly, I don't know. It's like, oh, my God, I'm meeting him in person. But but to see what it is that you do, you know, on that degree of a professional level, it's just like polished. It's quality. It's amazing, Cedric. So, again, I really am thrilled to have this opportunity to work with you and to be on this station. So tell people when they can actually hear you, hear your show on KLSL.
My show runs on Sunday evenings, 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time, and on Thursday at 6 p.m. as well. I'm going to be changing that in August, though. We're going to push the show, the repeat of the show, from Thursday possibly to Tuesday so that I have a little more time to promote each show as it comes up.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're looking forward to that. Okay?
All right.
And be sure to join us on Facebook. Check out our page on Facebook, KLSL Liquid Soul, all one word. And you'll see as we're building our lineup of artists, we'll be putting their news into the feed so that you can stay abreast of what's going on. And when we feature new artists, we're hoping that they'll have a music page that we can feature and show folks what some of the new artists are up to as well.
Wonderful. So I definitely will be posting that out too, and you know, encourage you to join that page. I also encourage you to join Cedric James' page too. He's got a public page over there also, and then I have a Flavor News page that I would also encourage you to join, because I will definitely be updating you over there what's going on over at KLSL Liquid Soul and my show. My show is going to be called Liquid Flavor. I went ahead and decided to go that direction, Cedric.
I like it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Hey, well, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know your show's about to end, so I'm going to let you put your finishing touches on it, and you and
right.
I will touch base another time. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Cedric. I really appreciate
All right.
it.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye. All right, that was Cedric James from KLSL Liquid Soul, and definitely, you know, I'm thrilled to have this opportunity to do the show with him, to be able to have the opportunity for your sound to be heard on his show, and, you know, I'm really, really believing that several of the artists that come through Flavor News Radio will have that opportunity to be blended in with the mainstream artists that Cedric James supports. And as he said, he's kind of stepping out of the box of his norm and what he's known for out here in the Pacific Northwest of strictly playing jazz, and he is, you know, blending in some other genres of music with the jazz artists. So definitely tune in to KLSL Liquid Soul and check out his show on Thursday and Sundays, and as he said, he'll be changing possibly the days, and I'll let you know when that takes place. But of course, I'm going to let you know when I'm actually going to be doing my thing over there. And again, once I get this figured out, I know it's not rocket science, but you know, some things when it comes to me, Lady Flava, some things are rocket science, you know, and I do much better when somebody sits down with me and says, okay, this is what you need to do and this is what you need to push and this, that, and the other. So anyway, I've only got about 4 minutes left in the show. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to be doing the Flavor of Jazz, and that's where I play only independent jazz artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and around the globe. And I really, really am digging that particular show, and I'm really hoping to grow and get more jazz artists to send me tracks. I do find it a little bit challenging to get the artists to send me music from the jazz genre. I'm not sure why that is. Boy, hip-hop artists hit me up left and right, and they definitely want to be heard. But anyway, I really, really would love, you know, to get some new jazz tracks. So if you're a jazz artist listening to this particular show, or come back and listen to the archives, you know, get at me at radio@flavanews.com and let's get your music heard on Flavor News Radio and possibly over on KLSL Liquid Soul. So I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by another local artist. Her name is Chocolate, and this is called Sun's Out, because it is sunny in Seattle, Washington today.
calling to work and laid around the crib all day, but blue skies kept calling my bluff.
Today's Flavor Coffee House online radio style with Miss Chocolate with her piece Sun's Out. And again, it's an amazing, beautiful day today here in Seattle. It's a day that definitely says it. I kind of have felt like we skipped spring and we're getting ready to skip summer, but you know what? Maybe we will be blessed to have weather like this for the rest of what we call summertime out here in the Pacific Northwest. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to the show live today, to those that hung out in the chat room, to those that come back and check out the archives. Help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News Radio and soon to be heard on Liquid Soul, KLSL, Liquid Soul. My shows are also heard on Ruddings Radio out in London, UK, and, you know, just finding all kinds of ways to help get your sound heard out there to the masses. So spread the word about what we're doing as we help shine the light on who you are and what you do, and let's build a win-win, and let's keep moving forward, because this is a blessing to be able to have this opportunity to share your flavor with a listening audience. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about Flavor News Radio.